Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Sunday the Rabbi Stayed Home by Harry Kemmelman, narrated by George Guidel. This book is copyrighted 1969 by Harry Kemmelman. This recording is copyrighted 1997 by Recorded Books. On Sunday, Rabbi David Small uncovers a Passover plot that undeniably raises more than four questions. Suddenly, terrible rumors threaten to ruin not only his holiday Seder, but also his position as the respected leader of the Barnard's Crossing Jewish community. And now, Sunday, the Rabbi Stayed Home.
Chapter 1. "Now that's what I call praying, Rabbi," said Harvey Andelman. "We've finished 5 minutes..." A glance at his watch. "No, 7 minutes ahead of schedule." The rabbi, Rabbi David Small, smiled as he continued to roll up his phylacteries. He was young, in his mid-30s. Although in good health, he was pale and thin and carried his head slightly forward, as though peering nearsightedly at a book. He had indeed gone through the service at breakneck speed and felt a little sheepish about it. "You see, I'm going on a trip." "Sure, and you want to make an early start, naturally." It seemed perfectly reasonable to Andelman, who had a market in Salem and was always trying to speed up the morning prayers so that he could get to his place of business in good time. He was in torment on those days when they had to wait around to secure the 10 men needed for the minyan. And as soon as he spotted the 10th man, he would wave him on as he might a runner nearing the tape, calling, "Come on, come on, let's get going!" But now, luxuriating in his unexpected...